Yeah, I'm gonna go outside and stain my field. It looks like today it's a soggy day, but that's all right. Cleanses the little cherry blossoms and gives them a little food to grow. Oftentimes when I see plants lifting their leafy arms to the heavens in supplication, I spit on them. It doesn't look like rain. I'll hock a longer on them. Come on, I'm doing my part. Don't say I don't do my part for nature, huh? When's the last time you hocked a longer on a rose bush? Never, probably, huh? And you talked about me being a barbarian. Let me tell you something. You have plants dying of thirst right before your very eyes. You don't even spit on them or cry out loud. Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are, anyway? It's, 52 degrees. We expect 61 today, maybe 68, 69 for tomorrow. So, we're in for a wet and mild few days. Play these maggot lines before I move my big behind. Go ahead, hobble the guy.
Hey, horseman.
Yeah.
Yeah, last Saturday, I went out to buy a record. I got out of my car in the parking lot, and I had this terrible smell. I couldn't figure out what it was. And I walked in the record shop, and I saw you. I couldn't believe it. Then I realized where the smell came from. But something else I realized is that you're a nobody without your microphone and your sound effects.
What do you mean?
Just there.
Well, what do you want me to do? Stand on my head and spit nickels?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, buddy. I am a performer. And when I even insert myself amongst the maggotry like that, I'm not going to tap dance for you. I'm not going to stand on my head. You bow at my feet.
Come on.
You pay homage to me for entertaining your sorry, miserable, unappreciative behind all these mornings. I'm not going to perform when I'm live. I'm going to stand there and take your accolades and thank yous. Do you hear me?
No.
Oh, take a hike, buddy. All right. Next time. I got an idea. Next time, you ungrateful whimper. Next time I'm at one of those things, I'm going to bring my Uzi. And as I stand there at the Kemp Mill Records or whatever, behind the counter, and guys like that come up to me and say, perform! How come you're not doing Sergeant Fury? You know, what, if people go up to Laurence Olivier in restaurants and say, hey, Laurence, do some Shakespeare for us, huh? How come you're not on stage without your costumes and your sets? You're no good. They don't say that to Laurence Olivier, huh? Jeez. Hey, Clint Eastwood, do some Dirty Harry for us. Come on, what do you think I am? Your puppet. The only thing I owe you is a good performance, and after that, I don't owe you the spit on my lips or the boils on my behind. Yeah, I'm going to have that Uzi with me at my next remote. My next appearance, I'm going to have my Uzi with me. And when I get people saying, Green Man, here's Onion Fury. Hey, where's Damien? What'd you do with your wheelbarrow? When I get people doing that kind of thing, I'm going to say, all right, everybody, I've decided today I'm going to perform for you. I'm going to do some interesting stuff. Now, if you could all form three even lines, please. And everybody will get in three even lines. And somebody will say, well, Grease, why do we have to get in three even lines? And I'll say, because that way it'll use less lead to blow you back in the way! Yeah! The place will go berserk! They'll all be scrambling for the doors as I duck down behind the counter and lob a grenade! You want Sergeant Fury? This is what Sergeant Fury does! Sergeant Fury kills people! Yeah! Maybe I'll just recite some poetry. Ah! It's hard to say, maggots. I got lots of maggots. I got maggots here and there. I got maggots in my hair. I got lots of maggots. They're driving me nuts. Anyway, 28 minutes before 10, the Grease Man standing proudly at TC 101.